Love and loss are necessarily entwined in life. Opening your heart is a risk, but can be so worthwhile. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new extraordinary memoirs about the exquisite joy of true love and the nearly unbearable pain of loss. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. In one of the best-loved memoirs of the early aughts, Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, author Alexandra Fuller wrote of her three dead siblings and the toll of those losses on her African childhood and on her mother. Who could ever have imagined that in the two decades since, life would give her material for three more grief memoirs? The latest is Fee, a memoir of my son, a book which is as hard to pick up as it is to put down. Fee was the nickname her son Charles Fuller Ross chose for himself, and he was as lively and dear and beloved in their Wydeho community as a boy can be. His death at age 21 was almost completely out of left field. 3 days ago, I'd walked with him along the Snake River, distracted. He'd been home only a few days from Argentina, where he'd had the first inexplicable seizure at the end of his semester abroad, stress of finals, late-night studying, packing up to come home. Then he had another seizure, and a week later he died. That is all she knows about it. She did not care to read the autopsy report or join the meeting his father had with the doctors. It's not only that I didn't want to know the details of what the experts could only speculate had been the cause of Fee's seizures and therefore his death. It's mostly that I didn't have time for guesses. I wanted to know for certain, where, now, is my only begotten beloved son? Where he is now is in this book she has written, a gutting, terrifying, profound, and defiantly enthralling read. Has anyone noticed the flood of cat books lately? Head and shoulders above the rest is My Beloved Monster by Caleb Carr, a memoir of the author's Siberian forest cat, Masha. Carr, best known for his 1994 novel, The Alienist, also a distinguished military historian, reveals early on that he has always known himself to be an imperfectly reincarnated feline. By the end of this amazing tale of commitment, communication, self-discovery, and adventure with his cat, Masha, you may well be convinced it is true. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, Carr has had a life of exceptional difficulty and tragedy. His father, the Beat Generation figure Lucien Carr, was given to episodes of physical abuse that resulted in profound emotional and medical consequences. Also, despite the author's deep bonds with his previous beloved cats, several came to difficult ends he could not prevent. Oh, Chingling, the first of many tears fell here. When he meets Masha, who deftly manages to ensure that he will take her home from the chaotic Vermont animal shelter where she's landed after abuses of her own, he recognizes his redemption. The two become life partners and are never separated again for more than a handful of nights, each of those for hospitalizations required by Carr's ever more dire physical condition. The story of their life together in the spacious house the author built for himself in Rensselaer County, New York, and in the woods and grounds surrounding it, in all seasons and weathers, under the sun and the moon, is a testament to both the human spirit and the feline one.
The books are Fee, A Memoir of My Son by Alexander Fuller, and My Beloved Monster by Caleb Carr. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.